right, and the point is to look for the humor around us every day. Left Brain and I wound up in Nanaimo, Canada, about a year ago. We had 5 hours to kill before we took the ferry. We went straight to the Visitors Bureau, and I said, we've got a rental car for 5 more hours. Young woman sitting there, you know, young, these wonderful, smart Elon students here. They know I don't really am talking about them. This was another caliber person here. She's sitting right there, and I said, what would you suggest that we do for 5 hours? And she said, well, pulled out some flyers and some brochures, and she said, oh, I know what. Pointed to the map and said, if you'll go back to the terminal ferry area right down the street and go south for 13 kilometers, you'll come to the Nanaimo River, named after the town. I said, all right. She said, and just go a little further and you'll find the Nanaimo man-made bridge. And I said, named after the town and the river. She said, that's right. And if you'll go out there right now, you can bungee jump. Have you ever wanted to take a young person's face in your hands and say lovingly, are you in there? Are you in there? Look at us. Just look at us. Left Brain at that time was 68 years old. Thin, solid white hair, also thin. I was 62 years old, not as thin as I once was, and my hair is Clairol Tweed number 14. We don't look like we would bungee jump. But I knew that Left Brain didn't know what she was talking about. Because when you've been married a long time, you know who the other one knows what they know. I think we know those, but you don't know those people. I'm telling you that. You don't know those people. So I said, do you know what she's talking about? Left Brain said, I'm not sure I do. What she wants us to do, honey, go out to that river and get on that bridge and put on some kind of boots with ropes and things on them. And then when we're secure, we go to the edge of that bridge and we hurl our body off that, and we hang upside down. She said 140 feet. Thank you. We're going to drop 140 feet, and we're going to hang there until somebody reels us up. Left Brain said, I can't do that. My teeth will fall out. A well-intended said, oh, no, sir, there's somebody up on the bridge, and before you jump, they'll always have the people take out their hearing aids and their teeth. And their... Beam me up, Scotty. Wait a minute. Just wait a minute. How many people do you have that come out there, and before they jump, first have to put their teeth and their hearing aid in? What do you say? Put your three-prong walker against a tree? Well, she was almost defensive, and she, because we were laughing, and she said, well, you get your money's worth because you do a whole lot more than just hang there. She said, because when you pop, that bungee cord springs you way over here and then over here. And it's like a pendulum. You go back. It's a ride, she said, until finally you stop so you get your money's worth.
Left Brain said, I tell you what, I don't want to do it, honey, but we got to go out there and see it.
And when she heard see it, her eyes got as big as plates. She said, oh, if you just want to see it, you should come back the weekend after Valentine's Day. That's when they raise money for charities and people jump in the nude. Left Brain said, what'd she say? Naked. She wants us to jump naked. In Canada in February, we're going to come up here and jump naked. We started laughing so much. Finally, I said, wait a minute, left brain, we're missing the whole boat here. This might be a good thing. With all the sagging areas on our bodies, if we can hang there long enough naked, we might could knock a few things back in place. And he said, no, we can't do that because of that swinging part. With all the sagging areas on our body, we're liable to start rolling and slap ourselves silly. We could barely get out of the building. We got outside and left brain just as serious. Oh, honey, I love you so much, but you were just as serious. You said, I'll tell you, I do want to ride out there and see it, but I'll guarantee you, you're never going to get me to spongy jump. Right there. It's why I laughed so hard my water broke and I wasn't even pregnant.